105 Radio. Talking school days, I'm guessing there are kind of two schools for you. There was your real school and Grange Hill.
Yes, which was quite difficult to do. I mean, the only reason I got into Grange Hill was my teacher at my primary school said, Elizabeth, not that you would know now, Elizabeth Quiet, so it might be good for him to go to this drama club called Anna Scher's at the end of my road. So I went there when I was 9 or 10 and then got Grange Hill when I was nearly 12. So, yeah, I was doing Grange Hill and normal school at the same time. So it was a bit manic in my teens.
And Grange Hill, for people of a certain generation, my generation, I have to confess, it brings back lots of fond memories. It is a golden drama serial. How does that feel to be part of so many people's memories of adolescence and growing up?
Oh, to be honest, it's lovely because I had such fond memories of Grange Hill and with Roland and Miss McCluskey, Mr. Baxter, Mr. Bronson. They're like memories that will stay with me forever. And it's lovely now because of social media and I get people come up to me all the time and go, oh, it's Ammo, just say no. And that happens quite a lot with people. And people tell you what fond memories they've got of Grange Hill at that time, which is so lovely for me.
Yeah, you're very much obviously associated with Just Say No because of the drugs storyline. That never gets boring, does it? Because people, as you say, must say it to you all the time if they offer you a bit of cake or another beer or something. Just say no.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sort of just used to it now. It was a campaign that we took on, we did, and it was good fun, and I enjoyed it. And even though the record wasn't that good, it was fun to do.
And it was quite a groundbreaking storyline at the time, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, at that time, there wasn't any reference to drugs, or I wasn't aware of any reference to drugs or anything. So it was quite a big storyline to take on at that time. And I know a lot of the Grange Hill teachers were really good. Miss McCluskey or Gwyneth Powell, they were sort of asking me if it was okay and if I was okay doing it, because at the time I didn't realise how big it was at that time. So the Grange Hill teachers there for me probably had the biggest influence on me doing the storyline at that time, which is obviously why One For All gift cards are doing this thank you teacher now. So it's the end of term and stuff, and to thank your teacher. And to be honest, I wish I'd thank them a bit more for the help they gave me with taking on certain storylines at that time. Although, it was a big thing to do on my own anyway.
Yeah, it was a very challenging part. Did it have any long-lasting impact on you, apart from the fame?
Not really. I still get people come up to me now say that, they see the story. Because I've got a 10-year-old boy and a 10-year-old your stepdaughter. And I've let them watch Grange Hill on DVD. I won't let them watch the drug storyline, which is quite bizarre, really. I'm just not comfortable with them watching it. And they're 10 and a half. But they can watch all the other stuff at Grange Hill. But the drug storyline, I don't think they're ready for yet, which when it was shown back in 86, the audience was from sort of five upwards. So I'm not sure. I think it's still got a big message to say now, the Just Say No storyline.
And you say you've got children who are 10. It must be interesting watching what they watch on TV. I mean, Grange Hill was notable because it was the first drama serial really aimed at young people. Obviously, many more serials have followed in its wake since then.
Hasn't it changed so much? I mean, when we was in Grange Hill, we had BBC One, BBC Two and ITV, and the kids' programmes were only on from sort of 3:30 and finished at 5:30. But now, the kids have got so much opportunity to watch. But I still think, Grange Hill at the time was one of the best programmes before I was in it. When Tucker was in it, I used to run home to watch it. And I don't think there's any programmes on now that my 10-year-olds watch where they would run home to watch it or they're that engrossed with it. Whereas I think it captured a nation back in late 70s, early 80s, for some of the wrong reasons, but a lot of the right reasons. And it loved going home and relating to characters.
And it did tackle difficult issues, as you say, but there was a sort of innocence about it as well.
There was. Yeah, I mean, watching it, because I used to watch it, and obviously it was parallel with my secondary school, and there was parts in it that there were innocent to it, and it was something that you could relate to, apart from the big storylines that went on. It was good for, there was a couple of kids in my school who could relate to the bully or relate to being bullied, and then would talk about it to people more. And also my stepdaughter said, oh, she relates to Faye, she's had them issues. So it was good in that respect, as well as putting over the big issues for people to talk about.
And are you still in touch with any of the cast members from that time?
I speak to Roland at least once a week. We speak all the time. And because of 40 years of Grange Hill, we're planning on a few things later on in the year where we'll all meet up. I think through social media now, we all tend to meet up a lot more than we would have done without that.
It was a gift of a part, though, wasn't it?
It was. I was really lucky. I mean, Jonah was in it up until I was 13, 14. Then Jonah left. Then they decided Zamo's character was a good character. Let's give a character who's going to get involved with drugs, not one that would be like Gripper and everyone associate that with drugs. Let's get a good character and turn him around. So for me, it was Anthony Minghella was the script editor at the time. So it was taken on well. It was done really well by the BBC, and all I had to do was, just follow it along, and it came out really well.
And you mentioned wanting to thank your fictional teachers, the kind of veteran actors that were with you on Grange Hill. This is, as you say, research from One for All about how many people have fond memories of their teachers but don't actually say thank you to them.
Yeah, as I say, the campaign they've done, One for All gift cards, have said that 90% have a lot to thank their teachers for, but just under a third said they didn't appreciate the school at that time. And I think it's now you can do it. It's like my son can do it. He's got a gift card, a One for All gift card for his teacher. And she was so pleased with it because you can go out, it's all the shops, on the high streets. It's not for a male, not for a female. It's either or, it's unisex. There's so many shops, hundreds of shops where you can go and use this card. And she's come back with a lovely thing. He's really pleased that she's bought that. And I think you should, at the end of the term, it's nice to say thank you to your teacher, because you will get older and regret it. One of my teachers is not around now, and I wish I'd have done it at the time. So I think it's brilliant to do that. And they do have such a thing when a fond memory. I mean, I think it's over a third saying the teachers are one of their favourite memories. So they will stay with you, their memories, for years. So, yeah, go out and thank your teacher.
Quite right. And how has life been treating you, Lee, since Grange Hill? What have you been up to?
Oh, really good. I've got a locksmith shop over in Wallington, and I've just started getting back into TV and film work. I did a film called Freehold, which is now on Netflix by Don Bridges, and I play a locksmith, which is quite bizarre, because if I hadn't got that part, I would have really seriously rethought my careers. But yeah, just trying to get back into TV work, so maybe be knocking on EastEnders' doors shortly, possibly.
And we've got a picture, we tweeted a picture of you as you were in your Grange Hill days, looking very... I know, very freckly and cheeky. Do you still look freckly and cheeky?
No, I look old and wrinkly.
But it's interesting you watch Grange Hill with your children. What do you think of it now when you see it? Has it aged well?
It has. There's some points in there. The grip of the racism, I don't watch with my children. I've tried not to. I would now when they're young, because issues we could talk about. Hopefully racism's moved on from them. But I still think it's quite bad. There's one where they threw a bench in a swimming pool. That was when Tucker was in it early on. So I can understand why it made... It was on News at 10 saying that it was being talked about in House of Parliament. So it was quite near the mark at that time. But there's some lovely parts in it as well, some really nice bits where we go on school trips, and Harry, my son, can relate to that in the kayaking and stuff. So, yeah, it still holds up well, I think.
No, one last question. So you're showing Harry Grange Hill. Have you played him the single?
Yes, the 12-inch version. He said,
"Oh, what did he do wrong?"
He wasn't a fan. Katie likes it. She's my stepdaughter. But Harry said, "No, Dad, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not happening, really, is it?"
Oh well, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Lee. You've been an important part of so many people's childhood. Really good to hear you sounding so on top of it and doing well.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.